Razor's Edge Audio presents Star Wars Solitude, A Tale of the Legacy Era by Nathan Butler, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas and Dark Horse Comics. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Welcome to the Legacy Era. For over a century, Jedi Knight and Clone Wars hero Asherad Het traveled the galaxy, falling to the dark side and studying the ways of the Sith. Reborn after capture by the Yuuzhan Vong, Asherad Het became Darth Krayt. With his followers, Krayt built a new Sith order, the One Sith, spending time in and out of stasis until the time would be right for the Sith to rule galactic civilization once more. Over 12 decades after the Rebel victory at the Battle of Endor, the Galactic Empire, the remains of the former rulers of the galaxy that had long been referred to as the Imperial Remnant, struck against the Galactic Alliance and its Jedi allies. Sabotaging terraforming operations being carried out by the Yuuzhan Vong with the support of the Jedi Order, the Empire instigated a new galactic war. But there was more to this conflict than just an alliance versus an empire. Darth Krayt's Sith Order emerged from the shadows as the force behind the Imperial War Machine. Finally, at the Battle of Kamas, the Alliance was defeated, followed shortly thereafter by the fall of the Jedi Order during the massacre known as the Battle of Ossus. The Sith Imperial War was over. Now, it is 131 years after the Battle of Yavin, 1 year after the slaughter at Ossus. Hope remains among some of the few surviving Jedi that the lost son of Cole Skywalker, Cade Skywalker, can be found, that he can be a rallying point to bring the remaining Jedi back together to challenge the rule of Darth Krayt's empire. Until then, the Jedi remain scattered, striving to somehow keep the Order alive in the wake of a new Jedi purge. In this time, Jedi Knight Corban Helios survives as his fellow Jedi survive, in solitude. I ride the currents of the Force. There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. There is knowledge. There is no passion. There is serenity. There is no chaos. There is harmony. There is no death. There is the Force. Emotion, yet peace. Ignorance, yet knowledge. Passion, yet serenity. Chaos, yet harmony. Death, yet the Force. There is no...
Jedi!
Stay your hand and reveal yourself!
Hold, Corvan Helios. It is only me.
Ah, Garmadar, Nosla. How go your travels, my friend?
Not well. The Empire continues its persecution of the Yuuzhan Vong. The war may be over for the rest of the galaxy, but it would appear that Kanabar Krayt will not relent until we are crushed beneath his armored heel.
It appears the Jedi and Yuuzhan Vong continue to have more in common than I would have imagined previously.
Indeed.
You have brought the supplies I requested?
Everything except the Snellman route from Ragesh. But that is probably for the better.
It makes excellent seasoning, and it keeps for months.
It smells like entrails.
Well, there goes my appetite for Snellman root. I suppose now I won't be needing it anyway.
I am gratified to be of assistance. I shall return to the Coral Skipper and begin unloading the supplies.
Thank you. I will put on some stew for your return.
Not Rolgothan mutt stew again.
Oh, my friend, you warned me.
I may, if forced to eat that vile concoction again.
Root stew it is, then. Vile concoction, indeed. As if his Yuuzhan Vong dishes are any better. At least mine taste like food. I'll never...
Corvan Helios, arm yourself! It's a Sith! It's...
Corvan Helios! I am Darth Onyx, agent of His Majesty Emperor Krayt, Dark Lord of the Sith. You will submit to his imperial will.
Where is Nasla?
Your scarred companion has served his purpose. Tracking him here from the refugee depot was an easy enough task, once I recognized his supply purchases as something more akin to the needs of a refugee Jedi. than a Yuuzhan Vong warrior. He has served his purpose and has received his reward. He has gone to meet his pathetic Vong gods.
Your Dark Lord has much to answer for, as does his order. I would be quite satisfied to start with you, Onyx.
Darth Onyx, I have earned my title.
Enjoy it. You've earned your end as well.
You are foolish, Jedi. Your aggression is not tempered. You have spent too much time following the Jedi Code. There is no emotion. There is peace. Fah. Peace is a lie. There is only passion. And for you, there is only death.
I am sorry, Nosla. We shall meet in the Force. Strike, Sith. Death does not scare me. There is no death. There is the Force.
Oh, please. Can't you people do anything without babbling incessantly?
Who dares?
Then Coda Danton, bounty hunter. And that device that just latched onto your back is an explosive, by the way.
What?
Never mind. Who? What? He just kept talking.
Oh, thank you, stranger.
It's Venkota Danton, and you really shouldn't thank me.
Oh, but I must. You just saved my life. If it hadn't been for you...
No, you shouldn't thank me. He wasn't the bounty. You are. Wake up, Helios. Rise and shine. Time to meet the big boss. Don't want to be all groggy for your first face-to-face, now do we?
Ugh. You can quit shouting. I'm awake.
I'm not shouting.
No. Just being abnormally loud. My mistake. Just give me a moment and I'll... Wait. This can't be.
Oh, but it is. Relax, Jedi. Your connection to the Force hasn't been severed. Well, not permanently. Consider it a blindfold over that sixth sense of yours.
But how?
Isalamiri cells in a chemical compound, injected into your bloodstream.
Isalamiri.
Little reptiles that push back the Force? Used to be abundant on Merkur. Extract some cells, use their natural displacement of the Force to counteract the midichlorians in your cells and their attunement to the Force.
I've never heard of such a thing.
And you probably won't again. Trade secret. Like the Beskar and Cortosis in my armor, the Isalamiri compound I injected you with is something exclusive to Mandalore. Don't expect to see Sith coming at you using any of it.
And the Sith masters you're taking me to approve of you keeping this from them? Somehow I doubt it.
Whoever said I was taking you to the Sith?
The Sith have the highest bounties out on Jedi. If not the Sith, then...
You really are dense. I save you from a Sith. Now you expect me to turn you over to them.
It is not uncommon for a bounty hunter to secretly kill an agent of his employer, if that agent is likely to collect the bounty or finish the mission himself, thereby cutting the bounty hunter out of the action.
Wow, you are paranoid.
I can't afford to be otherwise. You might have noticed a bit of a purging of my kind about a year ago. Few of us survive.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing. Surviving. In a cave dwelling on Gentrial?
Solitude is the only way to ensure that we do not put others or ourselves in harm's way. The Jedi are far too few to risk exposure.
And you do a lot of good for the galaxy in solitude.
For now, surviving is enough.
You're paranoid and depressing. Come on, down the ramp.
Nice ship.
It's my pride and joy. The Surly Gentleman. It suits me, don't you think?
Clearly. The Sith pay well, I take it?
Not the Sith. The big guy over there on the repulsor carrier.
Not a...
Bolshuda Venkoda Danton. Corvan Helios Chalbasso.
Hutt.
My master, the great Slover the Hutt of Clan Basadi, bids you welcome, Corban Helios, and a job well done, Vinkota Danton.
So, you sell me to a Hutt, then he sells me to the Sith.
He's been like this since he woke up.
And how else should I be? I was harming no one. I was living on my own in complete solitude, save for the aid of one comrade, Nas La, whom Darth Onyx murdered before you arrived.
The Sith I followed was hunting Helios. He followed the Vongese to Jintriel and killed him before I arrived and pulled the Jedi ships out of the fire.
What do you want with me? I've done nothing to you. If he's telling the truth about not turning me over to the Sith, then what do you want?
Finally, a better question.
What do you want?
Ichubada Naga, we have a job for you.
Work for a Hutt. No, thank you.
A speciesist Jedi, huh?
Please. Jintriel isn't entirely the backwater of civilization. I've heard of Slover the Hutt and his criminal activities. I would assume that we must be on Ord Bendis, close to your center of operations, Slover. I'm not a criminal. The Jedi may have fallen, but not that far. You've wasted your time and your money bringing me here.
Joy, Gili Galiakuka.
Great Slova is disappointed to hear this.
Well, your master will have to live with his disappointment. I am a Jedi. We are protectors, not thugs. We guard the weak. We don't prey upon them. I never asked to be brought here. Now allow me to leave. Just let me return to my home and leave me alone in peace.
Solitude is really the answer to all your problems?
Solitude will keep me alive. Solitude will keep the Jedi Order alive. The solitude I endure serves the galaxy.
And if we could offer you a better way?
I highly doubt that you could...
Adima!
Now? Oh, at once, mighty Slova. We have something for you.
Bribery will not change my... by the Force.
Master Helios?
Tisa! Tisa Dan! Is that you, child?
Master, I'm so happy to see you. They said you would help us.
I will, Tisa. I will. This is below even you, bounty hunter, holding a child hostage in order to force my hand.
Stupa! Dorpikikuna!
I don't speak Huttese.
He said he's a friend, Jedi.
And?
And he called you stupid.
What does that mean?
Well, usually it means you're of below average intellect, and...
About being a friend.
It's simple. We aren't threatening you, Jedi, or the Youngling. We do have a job for you.
What is that?
Teaching.
What?
2 weeks ago, I was tracking a lost shipment of cargo from one of Slova's deals. I ran across a battered freighter. Aboard were 2 dead adult Jedi and 7 younglings, all scared and hungry. I brought them here. Yes, I thought we could get a hefty bounty from the Sith, but I was working for Slova, so it was his call.
They saved us.
Basically. We didn't turn them over. Instead, I was sent to find someone like you. Look, the Sith are trying to wipe out the Jedi, and they're paying big money for help doing it. But eventually, when the Jedi and Alliance Remnant aren't as pressing on their minds, the Sith will turn on the criminal element, beings like us. You want to take down the Sith when the time is right, when you're ready. We want them taken down too, at least once they turn their attention to us. Either way, if the Jedi are going to be the faction to take down the Sith, you'll need trained knights. That's what we're offering you. Slova will set you up with a secluded location for a base of operations where you can train all the younglings and any others we can save, so that the galaxy of tomorrow can have a few more Jedi to tilt the scales back against the Sith. Everybody wins. So, what do you say? Which is more important, your solitude or the future of the Jedi Order?
I owe you an apology.
Accepted.
Yes. Yes, I will train them. Thank you, Danton. And you, Slova.
Iniki.
Well, good. Now that that's settled, let me lock down the surly gentleman and we can get back into the city by dinner. I hear Slova's chef is doing great things with Snellman Root.
You know, a friend of mine once claimed that Snellman Root smells like entrails.
Oh yeah, it does. But it still tastes good.
You've been listening to a Razor's Edge audio presentation of Star Wars Solitude, starring Nathan Butler as Corban Helios, Nas La,
Venkota Danton, Sloba the Hutt, J3PO, Tisa Dan, and the narrator. Written, directed, produced, and mixed by Nathan Butler. All sound effects and music performed and produced by Nathan Butler. Star Wars Solitude is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including the original source material emulated for any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Extra special thanks from the one-man creative team to George Lucas for creating the playground and letting us, the fans, roam within it. This audio drama has been dedicated to the members of the Star Wars FanWorks fan audio community. From all of us at Razor's Edge Audio, thank you for listening, and may the Force be with you all.